You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Disney will be dominating the box office this summer, and the company started the summer movie season early with a movie that is smashing box office records. Boise Weekly movie critic George Prentice is joining me live in studio to talk all about this. Welcome, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so Disney owns...
Everything. last summer, one out of every $4 spent at the movies went to Disney. That was last summer.
One out of $4.
At the global box office, 28% of all the income went to Disney. This year?
Yeah. How are they doing this year?
It's probably going to be a third, maybe 40%, close to half of all dollars. Keep in mind that now Disney owns Marvel.
Okay, so
let's just pause there.
Endgame right there.
Which is now, the second most successful film already of all time at the global box office. They own Fox and Fox Searchlight, and Fox will include the X-Men franchise. They own Star Wars, right? And we have a big Star Wars movie coming out at Christmas. But let's talk about the core Disney, the Disney that we know.
Right.
Okay. The tried and true. And there will be three really big films we'll be talking about this summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
The Lion King.
Tell me you're not there.
Oh,
right?
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
My youngest child yesterday after school looks at me and he goes, "Did you know, Mommy, that there is a Lion King movie coming out and it is not a cartoon and we need to go now?" And I said, "We shall. I don't believe it's in the movies yet."
Friday, July 19th.
Circle my calendar.
It was 1994 when Lion King came out. I think it's fair to say that it set a new standard for Disney films, for animation.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
I happened to be in New York City visiting my sister for Thanksgiving and saw this movie. And I remember there was a difference in that movie versus what Disney had put out
the
before.
The story, it was a pop culture phenomenon because Elton John did the score, of course, won the Oscar for that. It went on to inspire an amazing Broadway show, which redefined Broadway. And now here it is, a live action film with a wonderful African-American cast, which includes Donald Glover, Beyonce, Chiwetel Ejiofor, and of course, the amazing James Earl Jones back
as Mufasa.
Yes. So it all opens Friday, July 19th. It has to be one of the biggest movies of the year. It'll definitely be a challenge to the Avengers.
Have they let you see it yet?
No. No.
They don't need to,
They don't need to. They don't need me. They don't need any critic. Let's face it. And by the way, the story is just great. As we know by now, it's based on Hamlet, of all things.
Right.
But this cast and those songs and that inspiration that for young and old, it gets a little teary. It's hilarious when the warthog starts singing.
Oh, totally.
Right? So that's that.
It's everything. It is such a beautiful story, as you said. Okay, so what else for Disney?
Talk about a blast from the past. Woody and Buzz are back.
You know, you've handled this lost toy life better than I could.
Open your eyes, Woody. There's plenty of kids out there. Sometimes change can be good.
You can't teach this old toy new tricks.
You'd be surprised.
Bonnie? We're going home, Porky.
I'm coming!
On my way, Woody!
To infinity and beyond!
Toy Story number 4.
So I thought when Toy Story number 3 came out that was the end. They wrapped a bow on it.
It was so emotional. Remember, Andy grew up.
Yes.
He handed his toys down
to a little girl,
Bonnie. And I remember being a little teary-eyed.
You're a little,
It's like, okay, I get it. I get the full circle there. Well, that was 9 years ago, and the gang is back. And by the way, this is a Pixar film. And time and again, Pixar is the best script writing in movies.
Right.
Of all movies, not just in Disney.
I like going to Pixar movies with
my kids. The scripts are funny and smart, and Tom Hanks and Tim Allen and the whole gang are back, and that's going to be Friday, July 21st. Okay?
So wait, July 19th for The Lion King? Is that right, or did you say June 19th?
June 19th.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah,
June
yeah,
19th
yeah.
for the Lion.
Yeah, Toy
Lion
Story,
King,
July 21st.
All right, because I was like, wait a minute. That's a lot of money in a couple of days that I got to
shell
out.
Better,
so now I just have to wait
a
month.
We should open up accounts with the Disney company and just, you know, just have credit.
Because there's more. There's another movie coming out.
Here it is.
I thought a princess could go anywhere.
Not this princess.
Do you trust me?
Aladdin.
Right.
And this one's going to be May 24th. So they're going to own later this month.
So they've got Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So the thing with Aladdin, now, I will admit, it was not one of my favorites.
Right.
But I loved the genie
but
in
that's
Aladdin.
Just it. And why did you love it?
Robin Williams.
It was Robin Williams, exactly. We know that Will Smith is the genie. You may have seen the trailer. It looks a little creepy when he's all blue.
It kind of does.
Yeah, and so Aladdin's not known for its animation. Its music is okay. The story is, it was Robin Williams' film. And so Will Smith is going to be compared every move to Robin Williams.
No question.
Yeah. So it'll do really well at the box office, no doubt. I think people will be curious and people love Disney, et cetera. But I think that there's a big question mark attached to this.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is just go see the original Aladdin. You can't duplicate Robin Williams.
No, honestly, you just can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot.
Yeah.
So speaking of all things Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about their streaming service, Disney Plus. They came out recently, November 12th is their launch date.
Yep.
And
the Disney library
is
instantly available there. They're going to put their Marvel products there. They're going to put their Star Wars products there. And all of those movies are going to disappear from Netflix and all of the competing streaming systems. Their price is going to be less than Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit so.
And I think that the folks at Netflix have reason to be worried come this fall. Disney Plus is a big game changer in home entertainment.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if you've got kids in the house, right?
Yep.
You all of a sudden start looking at the services that you have. And does it
and
make
your budget.
And your budget. And does it make sense to keep Netflix when Disney Plus has all of the movies that my kiddo owns?
Something's got to give, truly, I think, in most households. And I think that it hasn't. It'll happen when it happens. But I don't think you need to be a scientist to figure this one out. Netflix is going to hurt the most when Disney Plus goes live.
And are they also bringing in some certain original programming with
original
this?
Programming, because, of course, they own the characters. They're already producing original programming using Marvel characters, which are going to show up on Disney Plus and Star Wars. There are actually going to be series on Disney Plus of Marvel and Star Wars, et cetera. Disney Plus also will have the National Geographic Library as well. So I think that that's a big feather in their cap.
This will be an absolute game changer. George Prentice, Boise Weekly movie critic, is still in studio with me. And George, you called these don't forget the table scraps.
Table scraps. I mean, these are the leftovers, folks. I'm sorry. I think some of them look interesting, but keep in mind that Disney will require cinema owners to have a minimum number of screens for their films.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is that why, like, Avengers is playing,
Avengers 30 times a day? That's right. But you can expect Avengers to be in at least, let's take a large cineplex like Edwards here in the Treasure Valley. And there's, 15 or 20 screens
20,
there?
21 or 22.
I would expect Avengers to have at least 4 or 5 of those screens all summer long.
No.
All summer? Absolutely.
People will
continue to go to this movie, a first-run movie, all summer long until Labor Day.
Okay, so then
you need to put those to the side. And then you crowd in Aladdin, and then you crowd in The Lion King, et cetera. Those movies are not going to just come and go in a couple of weeks. So good luck to the rest of these films.
So then you have a couple of screens left for what?
For some extras. So a lot of people this summer will be talking about a movie called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's the new film from provocateur Quentin Tarantino. It stars Leo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Al Pacino, and Margot Robbie. It has multiple storylines, but for sure it is will undoubtedly be raw, and quite violent. And as a matter of fact, the only promo that's out there, we can't play on the air.
Really?
Oh, sure. It's a Quentin Tarantino film. There's even profanity in the trailer. So
if you don't like nice and warm, fuzzy things like The Lion King, go see this.
This is pretty raw, and that opens on July 26th.
Okay.
So let's move on. A film that will open later this month is something I think a lot of people will like, and that is Rocketman.
I want to see this.
The story of Elton John. It stars Taron Egerton. You may know him from the Kingsman franchise. He's really good. I've seen a chunk of this movie. I saw a chunk of this movie last fall.
Okay.
The thing you need to know is he does all his own singing.
Really?
Yeah, in Bohemian Rhapsody, Rami Malek, who won the Oscar, did not do his own singing.
Right.
Taron Egerton does all of his own singing in this, and Elton John gave his entire songbook to this film and has his blessing. So let's take a listen.
I could hear the whole tune in my head. It was all there. I could see all the notes, and I just had to get it out.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
What did you say your name was again?
My name is...
Reggie!
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald? That's my granddad's name.
So that is a fat boy from nowhere. Get to be a soul man.
You gotta kill the person you were born to be in order to become the person you want to be.
I'm thinking of changing my name to Elton.
But that's my name.
Yeah, I know. Baby!
Rocket Man. It opens Friday, May 31st.
I really want to see this. What's interesting to me about this is I'm thinking back on other biopics, like like you said with Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, Freddie Mercury has already passed away.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, I mean, Elton John, not only is he still alive.
Generations I love his film. I love his songs.
Right, but I mean, he's still performing, but then to get the blessing of him.
Yeah, he really signed off on this young actor, too. I've got one little surprise for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, to wrap things up. It's something a little different. I think it's a franchise in the making. We all know Dora the Explorer.
Oh, yes.
A movie called Dora and the Lost City of Gold is going to come to the big screen. Young Dora, who's been brought up in the jungle, is sent off somewhere much more dangerous, and that is high school.
Where did you transfer from?
The jungle.
Here's the scavenger hunt list. Team up in groups of four.
Hola, Dora.
Let me go!
You'll help us find your parents and the lost city of gold.
Where are we?
All I see is jungle.
I see three mercenaries, armed.
Oh, look. Dora brought a knife on the field trip, everybody.
Come with me.
That's pretty good.
I saw this trailer when I went and took my kiddos to see Shazam, and I have to say,
I think you would go to this with your kids, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And what was funny about it is, you know, so both my boys kind of, you know, are kind of too cool for Dora now until the trailer came on, and then all of a sudden they're like, "That's Diego!" And then you know, Swiper, which is the Swiper's a monkey, right?
Right, her monkey friend,
and in the show, it's so Swiper swipes things, he steals things. So Dora's always like, "Swiper, no swiping," and so my kids are reciting all of this stuff.
But it
from
looks
the
sassy.
Cartoon.
It looks it, does. It looks fun. It opens on July 31st. It's one of those films I think that parents won't mind going with their kids.
Right. Well, see. And they've updated it, and they've made Dora older, which is nice for parents who had to watch so much Dora the Explorer in their home.
So it's a different type of superhero. I think it's an alternative film, and I think it's the sleeper hit of the summer.
Really?
I do.
Okay, so recommending Rocket Man for sure.
Absolutely. But, I mean, Lion King.
Right.
It's got to be Lion King. I definitely recommend Rocket Man. And then we'll see with the rest. I think Toy Story 4 because it's a Pixar film. Absolutely.
You think Avengers is going to become number one?
Absolutely. It's the leader in the clubhouse, and it will be until Christmas when Star Wars opens.
So it will break box office records.
It's breaking another one. Yeah,
it's setting
another
one. It's second globally right now.
Right.
But it's going to hit.
It's just going. And by the way, it's a really decent film.
Oh, my kids came home and talked all of them. I did not go because it's 3 hours.
Yeah, three plus.
Right.
Yeah.
But my kids loved it, and everyone is talking about
it. Well, it's the movie that people who do like it will see it two and three times, and that's why it will be the most successful movie of all time. It's because repeat appearances.
Is this really going to be the end? I know they call it the end game, but come on.
Well, it is for a couple of those actors.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
Maybe they'll, but for some of them, like, there's going to be, what, another Black Panther? We could see, what, will they give Black Widow her own film at some point?
You haven't seen the film.
Well, I know what happens to her.
Okay, all right. Well, we're not going to go there.
We can't go there.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank you for coming in today, George. It's always a pleasure to have you.
I love being here.
And I am so glad we know what to spend our money on this summer. Just hand it over to Disney.
Yes, just right
just,
now.
Just right
just
now.
Take it all.
I just take it. Yeah. Just take all of it. Yeah. All right. My guest today, Boise Weekly Mover critic George Prentice. Also, I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. I so appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen and to be a part of Idaho Matters. You really do make a difference. So thank you so much. My producers, Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our intern is Ethan Weber. And Will Hall does our original music. He is a Treasure Valley musician. Thank you again for joining us on this Friday. Go out and enjoy it. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here on Monday.